Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, back to Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, Fox Sports, Hopewell, Virginia, and Fox Sports Radio, 96 FM, also in Hopewell, Virginia. I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, I spell my name with three X's, because like this weekend upon us, I am hardcore, people. Listen, 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. And today, people, we will talk the NBA playoffs. The All-NBA team, they're not fantastic, but double or nothing. To pay or not to pay? That is the question. I'm not talking about the George Jefferson toupee taped in front of a live studio audience. No, I'm talking about All Elite Pro Wrestling. It's here. Double or nothing from last year in Vegas going down today or tomorrow. Sorry. But today I would like to discuss. Is Kawhi going to finish off the job he didn't finish in San Antonio and get to the finals and beat these Warriors? Is Giannis still got something to say about it? But sometimes, right, when you're getting ready to get on air, news hits or something comes across the wire, something comes across your desk, a troll maybe. But I would like to finally put to rest the notion that Donovan McNabb is not a Hall of Famer. I'm going to talk about that. I'm also going to detect this other stupid comparison of Cam Newton over Donovan McNabb. Here's my thing, people. Why do I have to compare? Because that's what we do. It's fans. It's my guy versus your guy, right? My guy is Jordan. Wally's guy is Magic Johnson. My guy is threatening to choke people out in the locker room. His guy decides to put on national television about his boss best friend's all-knowing. You know, some call him a scumbag, but he was being stabbed in the back. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's my God versus your God. So there's no right and wrong answer unless something's right before your eyes. And that's the stats. I know I say people don't lie. Stats do, because stats can be inflating. But you got to look over the overall number. And sometimes, yes, sometimes, even when it comes to me having to Bear and Grant Michael Jordan, and people want to say, well, Kareem and Wilt Chamberlain. And I got to go, well, in that era, they didn't run that good. We know what the kids say today. say that in Jordan's era, those kids wasn't that good, right? Sounds stupid, doesn't it? 347-637-3859. So I want to discuss those things. NBA playoffs. Who's going to play Golden State? The all-NBA team. How the hell is Rudy Gobert the starting defensive player of the year for the center spot and not Joel Embiid? I don't know. It's all fixed if you ask me. AEW Double Nothing and McNabb or... No, it's McNabb a Hall of Famer. Simple as I don't even want to go with the McNabb or Cam Newton scenario, but I know one of these guys will. Welcome back to the program live from the city that we like to say, if you black ass don't have some ID because it's in D.C., they're going to lock his black ass up. I'm just being honest, people. It's D.C., all right? He's DWB all day, all year. And he's like from like Nigerian, so he's extra DWBing it up. All right? What's going on, Wally?
What's going on, Mike, man? You know, I'm on the studio road. It's what I call it, the studio road. You know, I'm mobile, man. I'm mobile.
Studio. You're mobile.
Like the Battle Royale,
like
mobile.
It's not like Siakam. I just like saying Siakam. I don't know.
I can tell, man. I'm a little iffy on Siakam a little bit right now.
He's kind of coming up short. A lot of you guys know what I mean when I say that. But also, welcome to the program. Oh, his mama calls him Micah. You can find him on Twitter at Amy Richmond on the Twitter. I can't remember last night. His brother was on the program. What's going on, Micah?
Oh, life's getting in the way, but hey, that's how it goes. 3-2-1, 1-2-3. AEW's knocking at the door, WWE. And for crying out loud, one Super Bowl trip versus five NFC championships? You ain't comparing Jack. And I'm not even a daggone Philadelphia or Carolina fan. I just know where I am, and I don't stand. Mike Knox, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing, brother? Listen, in honor of Big E coming back, all those fruit lived, right? It was good to hear that right there. You know what I mean? You're the best Big E guy I know. But, guys, let's start right here, right now. And I just want to ask you guys a question because I respect you guys. And I know we all have our different philosophies and different views and different opinions about sports as well. So I'm going to start with you, Wally. I think when I hear the question, is Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer? I name other Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Am I not wrong for naming someone like Jim Kelly, right? So you look at Jim Kelly, who was a Hall of Fame. I don't think first ballot, but he got in relatively, you know, soon afterward. He lost five Super Bowls, right? But he went. McNabb didn't make it to five. Well, he made the five NFC Championship, right? Some would say that the team, that offense, before there was the greatest team on turf, Buffalo had a great offense, right? So you had Thurman Thomas and those guys. So they would say he had more talent than McNabb. But none of that, we're looking at the stats. McNabb's stats are far, not just somewhat, but far and above better than Jim Kelly's. So when I hear the notion McNabb is not a Hall of Famer, I go, well, is Jim Kelly a Hall of Famer? So is Donovan McNabb, in your opinion, an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback?
Let me put it this way. First off, the whole Jim Kelly's a Hall of Famer. I don't like to argue stats because every era is different. Like Drew Brees throws the ball like 100 times. They wouldn't throw the ball 100 times back then. You know what I mean? So it's different.
Right.
Jim Kelly, for his time, was a prolific passer. Like at his time, like Joe Montana, the same thing. Like Drew Brees is gonna blow him out, right? But we all say that Joe Montana's a better quarterback than Drew Brees, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I don't like doing stats, but I will say I think Donovan McNabb is a Hall of Famer. But you know, I'm just saying, dude, that thinks Randall Cunningham's is a Hall of Famer. So I don't know how to really break it down. I think Don McNabb being a Hall of Famer, to me, is deservingly. If you say that he's not a Hall of Famer, I think that's crazy. He's a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. You saw what he did in Philadelphia. When he didn't have wide receivers, he didn't have a lot of elite wide receivers. So he had Terrell Owens, and he still put up numbers with those guys. Again, it's like how I always talk about Randall Cunningham. Like, Randall Cunningham didn't have an elite wide receiver until he was much older in the game. And Chris Carter, when he was in Philadelphia, wasn't like, you know, that Chris Carter we all know and love now. So,
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same argument I've used in the past with other quarterbacks. But yeah, Donovan Nabb is an elite, is in a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. Same like I would tell you before, Mike. We had this discussion. I think Randall Cunningham is that same way.
You know, so here's my thing, and I said this before. You know, I mean, to me, clearly, the top quarterback in Eagles history is Donovan McNabb. Okay, you can love, and we do love Nick Foles, what he's done. Jaworski gets super love in a city, which I've never quite understood. Okay, I told you why I believe it. It's the color of his skin. There it is. Okay, but Jaws is loved there. McNabb is not. During the time McNabb was there, he played in the same era of Philadelphia sports where Allen Iverson played. And I never understood how, and this is taking the, I love Allen Iverson. This is not, I'm just being what the world tells us we're to accept and what we're not to accept, right? So you look at Donovan McNabb. Here go a clean cut guy, married with his kids, family, come from a family home, the whole nine shebang, right? Look at Allen Iverson, single mother home. Yes, he's with his wife and kids, but he kind of have a more of a, what they call a thuggish kind of image. I don't think Allen Iverson's a thug, but he's been branded as one, right? So, but he was loved in that city. But McNabb was not for coming up short. I've always said because football is more loved and you're Philadelphia is an Eagles town. You know what I mean? Like New York is a Yankees town. You know what I mean? D.C. is a Redskins town. Doesn't matter. Nobody else matters in that city but the Washington Redskins, right? So when you look at his stats compared to those of his era that came before him, he's after this era, right? With the exception, you got to think, you have Tom Brady, you have Peyton Manning. During the time these guys were in winning MVPs, the third best quarterback in the NFL for about 7-8 years was Donovan McNabb. Right? It was 1-2, boom, there's McNabb. Year after year after year. So I asked you the same question there, Micah. Is Donovan McNabb, to you, a NFL Hall of Fame quarterback?
I'm not even looking at the stats, man. I don't even need to see to look at those. I'm looking at the way he did on the football field. I mean, because, you know, like it's just like what Wally said. The stats will be over inflated. Like Drew Brees will go down as quote-unquote the most statistical precise quarterback of all time. But it's not to mention that he can do that because of the high volume of short throws that he gets to make. And so, you know, he gets to pull a fast one, make it seem like he's actually a good thrower, when in fact all he did was threw a 2-yard dump pass, and his and Kamara went on and took it for 85 yards for a touchdown.
Well, McNabb can be accused of that as too. McNabb came in an era, in my opinion, where Andy Reid revolutionized the pass out of the backfield, the screen pass game.
That's fine, but that doesn't mean that was necessarily his particular game. His game was a hybrid. I give high praise to Donovan McNabb because he was one of the guys that when people didn't trust the black quarterback because all they thought was the black quarterback was just a runner. Him and to a lesser degree, Steve McNair were throwing the ball at a nice high clip. Not only that, he put the team on his back and suffered some bad decisions of course, that we both respect and love Andy Reid. He had to suffer some bad decisions from NFC Championship games because of his head coach. He didn't have necessarily the talent to pull him over. When he finally had the talent to pull him over, on a broken leg and him having the flu, they balled out as best they could in the Super Bowl against New England Patriots and, you know, came up short, probably got cheated most likely. But, you know, all those things tie into it. So when you, whoever is the stupid idiot that had the audacity, the unmitigated gall to put Cam Newton in the same class of quarterback as Donovan McNabb needs to be taken out back and shot 5 times with paintball guns.
Here's my thing when it comes to
what they're saying. It's ridiculous.
When it comes to, because I am a fan of Don McNabb. I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, right? So I know that he's not the greatest quarterback. He's not even my favorite quarterback in Eagles history. That goes to Randall Cunningham to me, okay? But this stupid notion of him not being a Hall of Famer, it's really, really, really driving me crazy to this debate. And even now, and I'm getting this also, even him versus Troy Aikman. Statistically, yeah, he's over Troy Aikman. But when you look at this, come on, Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls. There's nothing that anybody's going to say that's going to let them put McNabb over Troy Aikman, right? So I think to a lesser degree, they went to Cam because let's just face it, guys, when you're discussing things, black-on-black crime is the best thing to discuss in sports, right? They want us to put one black quarterback in Cam Newton versus the other black quarterback in Donovan McNabb, which are 2 different kind of quarterbacks, okay? Both strong-arm quarterbacks, and we can clearly see, you know, that Cam is probably the most prolific running quarterback we've ever seen. So that's the
he'll probably go in the hall. He'll probably go in the Hall of Fame just for that alone, just for the fact that he ran a lot. But if I'm picking, if right now I'm picking prime talent, right now the quarterback of my team, and those are the only two I got to pick from, I'm picking prime McNabb. I'm not picking no prime Cam Newton, because prime Cam Newton doesn't throw 60% of the time. He can't throw. I'm sorry. He's Tim Tebow that can throw a little bit at a higher percentage. That's all he is, and he's faster too. He's faster and a little bit more durable. Donovan McNabb can blow that boy out the water when it comes to passing the ball, which is what a quarterback, first and foremost, should be able to do well.
I just know that when I look at the two quarterbacks, excuse me, when I look at Troy Aikman's numbers, 61%, 81 quarterback rating, which we didn't know back then, passing yards, only 31,000 passing yards, okay, 1,000 rushing yards. I just look at, like, Troy Aikman, no, but he won Super Bowls. There's nothing else you can say about it. He won
that three. Because Troy Aikman had a Hall of Fame team. He had a Hall of Fame running back, Hall of Fame wide receiver, Hall of Fame defense.
So what's the guy who got fired from Fox, from Pittsburgh? Terry Bradshaw's numbers aren't this crazy. But he won four Super Bowls. You know what I mean? So when you look at
but he had a team. The quarterback doesn't do that on their own. That is a team accomplishment. And so they can fake saddle that with Troy Aikman all they want to, but those of us who are intelligent sports fans know better. Know that Tom Brady has had a top 15 defense. I was just saying, John Brady had a top 15 overall defense to a top 10 defense in the majority of his career. Of course he did. He's been to the Super Bowl almost 9 daggone times. Well, your defense is good for pretty much 15, 20 years. Just saying.
Listen, you're not going to get an argument out of me. Okay?
I'm not yelling at you, Mike. I'm yelling at those dummies who have the audacity to compare Donovan and say Donovan McNabb's on the Hall of Famer. You can't have Troy Aikman in there. You can't have Kenny Stabler. You can't have guys in there with less numbers than what Donovan McNabb did or less accomplishments than Donovan McNabb. Oh, but they got a Super Bowl. So you're telling me that Joe Flacco is going to be a Hall of Famer above Donovan McNabb when it comes to the way he did because Joe freaking Flacco got a Super Bowl? Really? Is Joe Flacco better in a Hall of Fame talent? H to the hockey stick, no. Eli Manning is only going to be a Hall of Famer only because of who he beat in the Super Bowl, not because it was him that led them to the Super Bowl. It was because of who he beat. Okay? Take a couple of catches away. He don't get the Super Bowl. Tom Brady has like 8 Super Bowls. Like, come on. It was easy. So, I apologize for going on the rant. I'm just, I hate dumb.
Don't you dare apologize. For what? Because it's a stupid notion? Because he helped change the perception of black quarterbacks? What do you mean? Because to me, I agree with you. Like, and it's this hypocrisy that drives me crazy of this hatred for this man. Okay? It comes from the city of brotherly love, which is nothing. I love Philadelphia. But the last thing we do is love you if you do something bad in this city. Okay? It's just the truth. Okay? It's the truth. Yes, Flacco is definitely not a Hall of Famer. Vaughn King, Vaughn Jr. says Donovan McNabb, without a question, a Hall of Famer.
And that's coming from a Cowboys fan.
Wally, you get a jump back in here?
Sports talent.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm with my man. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. And I know that Donovan gets a lot, McNabb gets acting like I know the brother. McNabb gets a lot of flack in Philadelphia, a lot of places. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, I can't call him Donovan. Okay, so like I'm not gonna do that.
I can't call him by his first name. I can't. You know what I'm saying? I just got your proper respect. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know the brother, so I ain't gonna call him. You know, by his like Donovan. Like I know this dude. Like we be chilling. Eating wings together and whatnot. We don't be eating wings. I mean, he was in D.C. You know what I'm saying? He was a kid for a hot second. But I'm not going to act like, you know, that me and him, you know, we shoot it up. But not even, like, it's funny because even here.
Here, right?
Say again?
That was the ugliest uniform he wore in his career.
It was swag. It had some swag to it. But what I liked about, but he even got hate over here, you know what I'm saying? Like, even with the local media got kind of was hating on him here, you know, even with Shanahan and what he said. You know, I just start think that in retrospect, when you look at his career, he has a lot of haters. It's funny. I mean, to me, like you said,
why?
Mike.
Why?
Like you,
does he have so
know,
many
cause like you said,
distractors from? What did he do
to someone?
Is it the smile?
I don't know. I don't know because he was a positive brother. He was a positive brother. And when you look at him, like, he has, like you said before, I heard you say this. At that time frame, before Breeze, kind of broke on the scene, like, you know, for what he is now, Donovan McNabb, behind Peyton Manning and Brady, was the third best quarterback in football. Easily, like, at that time frame. So, he should get more love. I think there should be more clamoring for the Hall of Fame. But, you know, just like we'll talk about later, how writers have control of all the All-NBA team. Same thing with the Hall of Fame. It's a joke. You got folks, you got fat boys, no disrespect.
Well, we talk about that all the time, too, when it came to Terrell Owens. Right.
Yeah, you got folks who doesn't have any athletic bone in their body talking about how athletes deserve to be in the Hall of Fame or deserve to be All-Pro or deserve to be All-NBA, whatever profession, professional sports place you're in. Like, I'm sick of it. Like, so with the Hall of Fame, I mean, you know me as a CNC fan, I got annoyed with Art Monk. Art Monk, when he left the game, I know it's a whole different subject. When he left the game, was the all-time receptions leader in consecutive games. And he didn't get to the Hall of Fame until, you know, Peter King decided to change his mind. Same thing with Donovan McNabb is that, you know, you're going to have certain people who are going to, you know, rally that to be in, and then you'll have people who be like, nah, he wasn't. No, he's not a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Here's the crazy part about that, though, right, is the Peter Kings, the Stephen A. Smiths, you know, Dan Patrick's of the world, they love McNabb. Uh-huh. It's the Philadelphia media. And it's the fans' perception of the throwing up, the whole situation with him and Terrell Owens. Who was at fault? He didn't stick up for Terrell Owens. He wasn't brother enough. Remember all that whole nonsense took place? Or did he not throw
the
up? And I heard from Eagles, both for and against, and said, no, he didn't throw up. And I hear Eagles that said, yeah, he did throw up. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's things like that I think people are just tired of McNabb. I always say, McNabb, just go away. No, he did radio. Mm-hmm. He went to school to do communication, so you knew he was going to go into radio. But if McNabb could just disappear for 5 or 6 years, the way that we have seen with Brett Favre, where he's been, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? You start to miss people that were good. And we haven't had that in McNabb. So hopefully he does get into the Hall of Fame. I just think it's that stupid notion to not say that he's a Hall of Famer. And even to compare him to Cam Newton, I think it's too early in Cam Newton's career. Or maybe I can't say it's too early because Cam's been playing for quite some time now, about 6 years now. So it's not that either. I don't think he's better than Cam Newton's better than McNabb. And McNabb doesn't have none of the, let's say, physical gifts that Cam Newton was blessed with. I can say, you know, stature and size. But for as inaccurate as Donovan McNabb was, he was still way more accurate than I've seen Cam Newton do. And he still has way better footwork than Cam Newton does. Cam Newton may have a stronger arm and a stronger body and run a faster 40, but he doesn't have, I don't think anyway, the quarterback mind or, that's just me.
I think they're different. This is my thing about Donovan McNabb, and I said this before. I think he was worried about what people thought of him too much. What I like about Cam is, like, he don't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he don't care. Like, he's going to play the same way. Like, when the whole black quarterback notion came out, it was like Donovan McNabb. And Mike, you watched Donovan for, like, years. The beginning of Donovan. That's why I call it the beginning of Donovan. Not as he got older. But when you saw him initially break the scene in the NFL, this dude ran the ball. Like, he ran. It wasn't like, okay, he didn't think about, oh, I'm a black quarterback, so I have to, you know, I got to, you know. It wasn't like, okay, I got to debunk the whole black quarterback notion. Like, I'm gonna throw the ball instead of running. It was,
McNabb did do that, though. Right. McNabb did.
But see, as he got older, he started to try to debunk the whole, I'm more than a black quarterback. It was like he wasn't trying to run anymore. Like, he wasn't even trying to run anymore.
Right.
It wasn't like he couldn't run. You know what I'm saying? And McNabb is like, when we look at Russell Wilson, right? You look at Russell Wilson. I call it two styles of running. You got the dudes who just sat out fast, and then you just got the dudes who got the speed and the moves, and dudes who's just mobile and know what to do. Like Aaron Rodgers is mobile. You know what I'm saying? He's mobile. Like, you know what I'm saying? Russell Wilson is not, he's okay speed, but he got jukes. Like he got like Barry Sanders quarterback jukes. Like he can make you miss. RG3 was just flat out fast. He couldn't make you miss. Like he just fast.
Right.
He wasn't elusive. Like McNabb was elusive, and at that time, in terms of that time for quarterback speed, had speed. So McNabb was both. And it got to a point where he was trying to prove a point to say, you know what? I'm a quarterback. Like I'm gonna stay in this pocket and I'm gonna throw the ball. If he was, and this is my thing that I think that kind of ruined, like not ruined his McNabb's career because he had a great career, but it's the thing that held him back. If he didn't care what people thought, right, and used all of his talent, like, I mean, all of it, Don McNabb would have been the nastiest quarterback to ever live. I'm dead serious. I watched the dude in Syracuse. I watched this dude. When I first saw him in the break the scene in the NFL, I was like, dang, this dude's going to be unstoppable. Like, this dude can, like, juke anybody. He can juke for a quarterback. He can juke you out like Barry Sanders. He had that type of shiftiness. Then if, I don't know what got to him. I remember this when that phrase came out for him. It was like, all right, black quarterbacks, you know, they all they can do is like
right.
run. And he
right.
could tell like that bothered him to a point where he was like, you know what? I'm gonna prove you wrong. I'm gonna stay in this pocket. He should have said screw that. Cause that's one thing I give Cam credit. Cam don't care. Cam may say in the beginning like, yeah, I'm going to like stay in the pocket. I'm gonna show you I can throw. Cam wasn't doing that throughout. He got to a certain point. And it was like, Cam was like, screw that. I'm running. I'm gonna be Cam.
I'm cool with Cam being Cam. Where I'm not cool with Cam being Cam, and I love Cam. If Cam not studying his craft and get better. It's the same thing that flips scripts to the NBA as far as Benny not creating a jump shot and Ben Simmons. It's
yeah,
not
I got
76
you.
Simmons to create a jump shot, right? They paid him to do a job, whose job good. It's up to him to make his game better. It's up to Cam to make Cam's game better. But I will shift focuses here right now, and that's take it to some tragic news that happened to the home Washington Redskins this past weekend, and Reuben Foster, possibly right now out for the year. What's going on with that team and that defense? Looking for him and a lot of the other Alabama players coming over there. They're supposed to be. I thought the Redskins would contend solely if for nothing else off of defense and then start the rookie Hatchins, like because I believe he's the best man for the job. I'm scared that he's in that division. I think he, with Carson Wentz, is the best two quarterbacks of the future in the NFL. I haven't seen him take a snap in the NFL, so I could be completely wrong. Okay, and I hate Ohio State with a passion, but I watched that kid. That kid is a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm waiting for this, and I'm afraid of this happening. But what's going on with the Washington Redskins? And, yeah, you've got me to talk about the Redskins. It's been a while. What's going on?
I had to, man. I told these people on Twitter I was going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? I told you what was going to happen. But, yeah, you know, like for the Skins, like what they need to do, excuse me, I got a lot. I'm trying to set up on the other side of the studio. I just got to my second studio. I can hear myself. I don't like the echo. Let me turn this off real quick. Turn off. All right. Well, okay. Here's my red thing. All right. So.
Okay.
You hear me? I'm trying. You hear me? You hear the echo. You know what? Mute me.
I got you. I got you, brother. You good. You're not talking now, though. That means your mic ain't on. So now you're talking. Hello?
You hear me?
I hear you, but that's through the phone, not through the microphone.
You can.
Oh, I do hear you. Okay, that's my fault. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me get off the phone. Reuben Foster.
At first it was my Reuben Foster. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it was my fault. It wasn't your fault. I'm blaming me. I'm not blaming you.
Okay. All right.
It's Reuben Foster. So he tore his ACL, which is horrible. But at the same time, for this team, they signed Bostic. And having Reuben Foster, you thought initially like this team would be better, right? You thought this team would be – they would have that fast inside linebacker teamed up with the Bama boys. But at the same time, like, yeah, this whole team is a hit hard. Like, Jay Gruden was pissed off at it. You could tell, like, you know, he was like – it crippled him. Like, you lost Reuben Foster. This was a guy that was going to anchor this defense, was going to make this defense an elite defense. But now, you know, there's going to be holes. Like, the Skins did in the draft, got the kid out of Carolina, Holcomb, who ran like a 4-4 inside linebacker. It was a tackling machine at North Carolina. You got Sean Deion Hamilton, who played at Alabama with Reuben Foster. So and also Mace Foster from last season, who was molasses. But if this team can kind of, in my opinion, this team should have an open competition in the inside linebacker position. Whoever wins in preseason should be the starting inside linebacker, you know, with Sean Deion Hamilton. Because I wouldn't give it to Mason Foster. I think Mason Foster has to earn it. He doesn't have the speed in today's NFL. He has lost weight, so maybe he gains some speed. But what we saw last season isn't acceptable to be a starting inside linebacker in today's NFL. So whoever wins the competition, we'll see. But, yeah, losing Reuben Foster, I thought this dude had the chance to be an elite linebacker. And, you know, prayers go out to him because this is a guy that went through a lot, regardless of what you thought or think about him. He went through a lot trying to clear his name. And, you know, he's trying to – still at the same time, he's trying to clear his name. And now he lost. Now he's out for the year. And it's a sad thing. And for anybody who wants to say karma, man, screw you, man. Don't say karma. You don't know the situation. You don't know what happened. So don't say karma. That's dirty. Right. Would you want that to happen to your family members? No. Don't say that about this young man. You don't know this dude.
I mean, these are the same kind of people that are out in this world that thought that Kevin Durant was coming at one Chris Broussard as well. So that's the kind of people you're dealing with. Small-minded.
Yeah. I'm saying, I don't want to hear that crap. Like, that annoys me. Like, show that man some respect. Like, obviously, you know, like, you don't know his situation. He's lost his NFL career for 1 year. He doesn't know what's going to – he doesn't know if he's going to be able to bounce back. Like, there's been word that he has some artery damage with this ACL. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can lose some nerve damage, too. Like, same thing we saw with Jalen Smith could have happened to this kid. So, you don't know. So, for everybody says karma, like, you're dirty. Like, you're a bad person if you said karma. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all act like y'all God's children. Y'all not God's children acting like that.
Oh, wow. Jesus. You're not even God's children. 347-627-3.
Yeah, you got to be real sometimes with these dirty folks.
Shoot. Oh, I'm going to get a number again on that one. 347-637-3859. Free agency starts in the NBA June 30th. But before that happens, we have a thing called the NBA playoffs. And yesterday, Toronto's own Drake, Toronto Raptors, went into Milwaukee. And as they say, they shot the deer. Okay? And they are now up 3-2 going back to Toronto. I picked Milwaukee in 5. Clearly, I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So, of course, I'm jumping ship. Hell, I picked the Sixers to go against the Warriors. So, Sixers are going. Therefore, I can flip back and forth all I want to. I'm taking Toronto now to win this thing tomorrow night in Game 6 at home so that Kawhi Leonard can go back and finish off the job some of us, many of us, thought he was going to do when he was in San Antonio, and that beat that Golden Age team before he got hurt, if you will. I don't know. What I do know is the NBA, all NBA teams came out. Giannis, James Harden, Steph Curry, Paul George, Nikola Jokic, all NBA first team. Second team, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, Dame Dillard, Dame Ba-Ba Lillard, Kyrie Irving, and Kawhi Leonard. All NBA third team, Kemba Walker, Rudy Gobert, LeBron James, Blake Griffin, and Russell Westbrook. Missing from this, a lot of people feel, should have been Klay Thompson. Micah, how do you feel about the all-NBA teams coming out over the last 24 hours and still not having some notable names on here?
I was just disappointed that I even heard that somehow, some way, the Beard got 2 votes for defense. I'm like, what? He doesn't even spell defense.
Yeah, man.
He's part of his vocabulary.
Defense got better.
Okay.
Got better.
Anyway.
It got better.
Okay, sure.
True.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, he got better to the tune of 2 votes.
I'm just
okay,
telling
great.
You. It's
that was
a
probably
problem.
Himself.
It's a
that was probably himself and the general manager and his general manager voting for him.
Remember,
okay?
I told y'all. I'm going to tell y'all again one more time for about Harden. If you watch the tape on Harden and this dude can play defense. I'm just telling you. If you watch the tape of him at OKC, it's not about him not being able to play defense. It's about him putting the energy to play defense. But if you're asking me on set plays, can Harden play defense? Yeah, he can play defense. It's a choice.
No. Let me make one thing clear, Wally. I'm not talking about Oklahoma City James Harden. That's not the guy I'm talking about. I'm talking about the guy who identifies as the Beard now. This iteration of James Harden in his career doesn't spell the word defense. I saw him play that lockdown defense on Kobe Bryant, actually. And I was enjoying what he was doing. I was like, ooh, this dude, this dude's going to be nasty.
He can play.
And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, I'm going to go over here because I have to, quote, unquote, put so much energy in onto the offensive side of the ball. Meanwhile, a wonderful young man who still wears 8 straight backs playing basketball in Toronto. And I don't know who still wears 8 straight backs. He's playing. And Brian, he's playing defense.
That's different, though.
30. I wonder how you can do that.
Let me break that down to you. I'm gonna break that down to you. See, this is different. This is the difference. Now, this is the difference, though. I love Kawhi. He's a two-way player, but the difference between what he does offensively and the energy he exerts offensively to what James Harden exerts offensively, everything is filtered to James Harden. Even with Chris Paul on the court, that's D'Antoni's system. You can put that on D'Antoni, but everything is funneled through James Harden. Everything. If you look at Toronto, there is more of a motion offense, Kawhi, offensively at times doesn't get the ball. At times he doesn't. Kawhi chooses his parts went to dominate. Yes, I agree. Kawhi is a great two-way player, the best two-way player I've ever seen, to be honest with you, in terms of NBA.
Wally, I'm ignorant. I'm a little slow here.
I'm slow.
In today's NBA.
How can we keep on saying that Kawhi and Clay are two-way players? Will you play two ways in the NBA all the time?
You're supposed to. No, I agree. But come on now. Let's be real. I'm going to be real with you.
I like that.
I'm going to be real with you. All right, let's be real. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep this 100. All right. There's a certain – nobody really offense – or no offensive dominant ball player, really. Truth be told, it's checking the best player 24/7. Can we agree with that?
I agree.
Yes.
All right. So we agree, right? Even Mike's man, Michael Jordan, who Mike loves, right? Scotty shared the glory too, right? On playing defense.
Did Mike
check that for all four quarters? Quarters. All right, that's my point. So what I'm saying is that when you are an offensive dominant player, right? This is what makes Clay good. You know what I'm saying? Because they rely on Steph, they rely on Kevin Durant. They give Clay the dirty work. Clay and Draymond get the dirty work. That's why they're great. That's why Clay is a great two-way player, because Clay is consistently checking the best player, the best scorer on your team. Consistently, if he's a guard, if he's a small forward, Clay is consistently checking the best player, because they need him to do that. They need Clay to do that, because Steph and Kevin Durant are about to dominate. They're allowed to dominate offensively. Clay has no break. Clay got to score, and then Clay's got to play defense 24/7. That's why it's a great two-way play. Now, we look at Kawhi, look at San Antonio. What they ask from a San Antonio? They say, Tim Duncan, Tony, go do the work. Kawhi, go check LeBron. You can still get your 17, but go check LeBron. That's what made him a great two-way player. Now, fast forward to Toronto, Kawhi's a different animal. Kawhi's going to check. Even now, Kawhi's, you know, he checks the best player. I want to say nowadays more for 2 to 3 quarters, because even Giannis is great. Now he just started checking Giannis. Who was checking Giannis before? It wasn't Kawhi.
Yeah, it wasn't Kawhi.
It was Siakam.
Kawhi just started checking him the last couple games.
He just started.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Because you can't exert that energy 24/7. If when you are scoring, when you're getting 30, right, if your goal is to get 30, you're not going to be checking the best player 24/7. So, but James Harden isn't the defender is a Kawhi Leonard. James Harden isn't defender like Klay Thompson. And I'll say this. If Klay Thompson was the man, like the top man on his team, Klay Thompson wouldn't be checking the best player 24/7. That's basketball. Because you can't put that energy, because they need your team needs you to score 30. What Michael was trying to get at, Wally, is that
I get Micah, and I understand. I hate the term two-way player myself, because that's your job to play.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's your job.
Mm-hmm. It's your job. But because they're soft, they're sensitive, and, you know, you got to say things like, well, he plays defense.
I know. It's terrible.
And I understand your James Harden thing for he doesn't exert defense. He can play defense if he wants to. Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I agree also, But because I agree, that's what also annoys the hell out of me, is that you know you can do this more and you don't. And what if you – what if for all the 10, 15 shots you miss a night, if you defend it and stop 4 to 8 baskets
up.
Going in, that's the, that's the game right there, as well as the baskets you miss. So
but you
that's what bothers me.
But you saw in that series, even when Kevin Durant was healthy, like I like when a player isn't scared of the moment. Like for instance, is a bad match. James Harden was like, "All right, dude, I'm checking you." Like, I like when a dude takes on that challenge. See that nerve. You know, if you scared, if you ain't a good defender, we folks who you get back defender, you like not checking. I check. No, I'm not Kevin Durant. Why would I do that? I'm gonna go check. Let me go check Draymond. That's easier. Let me go with Draymond. But nah. If James Harden, let's go check KD. Defense, and it's anything. Defense is want. That's one thing, right? But also, you got to have the energy. That makes, I believe, what's his name for the Clippers? He didn't make the all defensive team.
No.
What's his name? The irritating kid.
Patrick Beverly.
He didn't make it.
Yeah, Patrick Beverly.
Patrick Beverly didn't make that all defensive team.
You get what I'm saying? Like he's one of the best. That's a great defender.
That's all.
You know
he
why
does.
He's a great defender?
He's a defensive specialist.
That's
he's
my
a
point when it comes to, and that's my point. And I've always said this, and Mike, you've heard me say this again. The best defender in basketball are role players. You ain't gonna tell me any differently. The best defenders in basketball are role players. Why? Because you tell that role player, that defensive role player, to check the best player 24/7. You're following that player. Iguodala is a great defender.
That's one of the reasons why. One of the reasons why I'm big on Jimmy Butler, because he gives effort.
He's
on,
a great defender.
On both sides. Okay, he's just sometimes undersized. Sometimes he's undersized. So, who wins
but he
tomorrow? Who wins
for the game that way? That's why you got it.
Wow.
Oh, you know that's a full. That's Kawhi.
Look at that, y'all. Jay Chris decides to join the program. Wow.
About time.
Baseball.
It's about damn time, like LeBron
what's
said.
What's
up, man.
That newlywed. That newlywed finally found some time for us.
Mr. Always Right is back in the building, y'all. Mr. Always Right is back in the building.
Mr. Always Right.
So let me talk about what y'all said. Mr. Always Right, exactly. Let me talk about what y'all said, man. Let me start with the most latest thing that you just said. Jimmy Butler being a great defender. Jimmy Butler's not a great defender. He's a good defender. He's not a great defender, but he does defend the best player most of the time.
He stayed great.
But he will get cooked. Great defenders don't get cooked. Jimmy gets cooked. All right, just putting that out there. Kawhi is a very good defender. As Jimmy. As Ben Simmons, as Giannis, Kawhi is a hell of a defender and a hell of an offensive player. I hate the term two-way player, too, because both, you know, in basketball, you play two ways. But if you're taking possessions off on defense, then hey. One more thing I want to address. James Harden at one time was a really good defender until he got elbowed in the back of the head by Ron Artest. He stopped playing defense ever since. He stopped playing defense right after he got elbowed in the head by Ron Artest. He learned his lesson. I'm happy to be back, boys. You're always right. He's back in the building. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on? So I also asked this question. You could be brief with it if you don't mind. Whole crap about McNabb not being a Hall of Famer. You know, I say that he is. You know, I say he's the best quarterback in Eagles history. I know he's not the most liked quarterback in Eagles history. I am a son of the city of Philadelphia, as my girl would say on Love and Hip Hop. I flew there. You grew there. So your take, is McNabb a Hall of Famer?
It's tough to say because, you know, as an Eagles fan, before McNabb was an Eagle, I liked McNabb. So it's hard to say because what constitutes him getting in the Hall of Fame? I mean, it's tough to say now because the Eagles have won
winning,
Super Bowl.
His winning percentage, his winning percentage is what gets you into the Hall of Fame. It's not all
okay,
it's
so
statistical.
To help
and
me
if,
answer
if,
the
as
question,
a quarterback, it's the winning percentage.
To help me answer the question, okay, because I'm not sure. I'm on the fence. To help me answer this question, who's winning whose winning percentage is worse than his that's in the Hall of Fame? I mean, I know you can't answer right now. I know you've got a lot of research.
I had to list up because his stats. Put it like this: okay. a Hall of Famer that people love. Statistically, Jim Kelly is in the Hall of Fame, and McNabb has a lot better stats than Jim Kelly, and Jim Kelly never won a Super Bowl as well.
Yeah, but he went to 4 straight.
He went to 5 straight, but McNabb went to 5 championships. Okay, so
Jim Kelly went
to 5
straight Super Bowls.
Championships, his career stats, and again, they're better than Jim Kelly's.
But see, the only people that remember that McNabb went to 4 straight championship games are Eagles fans. Nobody else cares.
No, statistics.
Like,
it's only us. They may know.
People know, but nobody cares.
If you bring it up,
they don't care. Like, Jim Kelly going to 4 straight Super Bowls is a big deal. He went to 4 straight Super Bowls and ran in the bus stalls every time.
That's even worse. You lost.
That's even worse. That's worse. It's messed up.
That's not worse because he won the AFC Championship 4 straight times.
I think it's worse. Okay, so I think if you have two different Eagle fans here who think two different ways. So,
this is so funny. Two Eagle fans thinking two differently.
Well, I told you. I always said to you that, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, and Dre Chris will damn sure tell me that I am. Real Eagle fans don't live in Philadelphia because the city of Philadelphia will corrupt your ass, okay? And it's just, I'm being honest. When you're
talking about inside the city limits.
When I worked in the city limits, and you're around that city and they're losing and losing and losing. The hatred of a player is freaking real, okay? It's real. You think you hate Thanos because he killed Tony Stark? Well, Philadelphia hates Donovan McNabb because he didn't win them a Super Bowl.
Damn.
Point blank and simple.
Tony Stark died.
You didn't know that?
Who died?
Right in left.
I've been very busy. I haven't gotten a chance to go to any movies lately.
I feel you, bro.
But I was gonna watch it on Showbox, though. Let me address what you're saying. Let me address what you're saying. Because, you know, growing up where I grew up, I would live two blocks away from city limits, two blocks, okay? And everybody around me was Eagles fans outside of, you know, your sprinkle of Cowboys fans, but you didn't, and your sprinkle of Giants fans, and, you know, you had your random fans. But now that I live in the heart of the city, in the heart of West Philadelphia, I was actually surprised by the number of people that are Eagles fans, even before they won the Super Bowl. So I know what you're thinking about, Mike, because I felt the same way.
Philadelphia's an Eagles city, though. So, and because it's an Eagles town, he repeatedly came up short. Him repeatedly, by the eyes of the media, the way it was painted, so the fans took that side, is the reason we didn't win, because he didn't stick up for Terrell Owens, who everybody knows is my favorite receiver of all time.
But let me add to what you're saying, Mike. Let me add to it. It also, with people that not liking McNabb and not saying he's a Hall of Famer, also has to do with him and his comments about Philadelphia and the Eagles post retirement. That has a lot to do with it.
I get, but listen to me, and I'm.
But that has nothing to do with what he did on the field.
But that's news to hate him. They already hated him before that. That just gave them more icing on the cake to hate him even more with the dumb stuff that came out of his mouth. I can't help the dumb stuff that comes out of McNabb's mouth. I don't like the dumb stuff that comes out of Don McNabb's mouth. I'm talking about his play on the goddamn football field. For any Eagle fan to tell me anything other than he's the greatest quarterback in Eagle history until Dick Foles won a Super Bowl, you were kidding yourself. Okay? And we can say all you want to say, Nick Foles is the greatest quarterback in Philadelphia Eagles history. No, he's not.
No.
He just won the Super Bowl. Just like Doug Williams isn't the best quarterback in Redskins Super Bowl. He just stepped up and did a job he was paid to do.
I agree with you there.
Football season begins, and the Eagles go to the Super Bowl against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we beat his ass. Book it. I'm calling it right now. Jacksonville versus the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
In 2 years?
Man.
Ow!
This is Wow.
20.
Wow.
Bro, guys,
all NBA, man. All NBA, man. All NBA, man. All NBA, man. All NBA. Let's go back to All NBA.
I want to settle this argument. I want to settle the argument with Jay Chris's question. You said, who's in the Hall of Fame that has less of anything in comparison to Donovan McNabb? Mr. Guarantee himself, Joe Namath. So he's in the Hall of Fame only because of that guarantee, not because of his quarterback play. Donovan McNabb is better than him in everything. I think it's going to be a scroll pass right, including the percentage. So, therefore, we have a case that the only reason why Joe Namath is in there is only because he has scored Super Bowl III against my Baltimore Courts of Time and the guarantee. If it wasn't for that guarantee, we would Joe would be a footnote in NFL history and would never even listen on the game. So, that's at least my one that I found. So, next up, anything else?
Joe Namath, absolutely, he's in the Hall of Fame because of the guarantee. He's also in the Hall of Fame because of what he guaranteed and came through. I think he would probably be in the Hall of Fame if it weren't for the guarantee, but it was because he was the first AFC team or AFL team to win the Super Bowl against an NFL team. So I think he will always go down in history for that. Okay, it's almost like calling the Jackie Robinson the best black ball player to come out the Negro Leagues. Not necessarily, but he just, right. You know, he was the first one to make things happen. Okay, there were plenty that were better than him, but, you know. So does that make me sway my argument that I think McNabb is a Hall of Famer. He's the best Eagles quarterback I've seen, but is that why I think he's a Hall of Famer?
Did you justify Joe Namath?
Because Wally's trying to go over right now and move on. But I can't let this die. I started off because this – I'm sorry, and I need explanation. And what you're explaining to me isn't good enough for my small mind, okay? How is Donovan McNabb not a Hall of Famer, Jay Chris?
I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. I'm just not sure that he is a Hall of Famer.
Okay,
I'm not sure that he is. Well, let's put it this way. Let me rephrase it. Donovan McNabb is a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer, but he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That's fine. I don't give a rat's ass.
I'll take that. And when you talk about Hall of Famers, I always think first ballot. Like, first ballot is no question.
Jim Kelly wasn't the first ballot.
And probably shouldn't have been.
Okay. McNabb shouldn't be. I said that on their program. McNabb is a Hall of Famer, but he is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And you know what? I'll rephrase that. Depending on the god darn year. Right?
I was about to say, it depends on who's on there with him.
You can help. Who went in last year? They were bona fide first timers, first ballots. They were bona fide the last 2 years. You had no arguments
now,
for those head of those. But he goes in, you know, when it's eligible. I don't know who's eligible at that time. If somebody gives the list. But depending on that list, who's eligible, he might be. He was still. I said this on the program. I said this before on the social media before, that you're in an era where you're going against Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and consistently you were the third best quarterback in the NFL. Consistently. MVP talks 3 or 4 or 5 years. How come he's not a Hall of Famer? The team wins a Super Bowl, not a quarterback. And I'm not saying that I don't think he lost us the Super Bowl. I think there's some games he didn't get there because of him. I think there were some games that the team didn't get there. It wasn't McNabb's fault. And I will always go back to that Arizona year when he brought them back and that vaunted defense and our beloved strong safety.
That was the one
safety,
time
I'm
the
sorry.
Defense blew it.
Dawkins did not come through in that game.
Yeah, that was one time the defense definitely blew it. Here's what happened. Here's how McNabb makes it on the Hall of Fame the first time, if it's out of spite. Now, you know how these media pundits like to do things. They will put him – they will vote him into the Hall of Fame first ballot just to spite Terrell Owens. It will happen. It will happen. I guarantee you. He won't have to wait as long as Terrell Owens did.
That's for damn sure. All right, listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here soon. Let me go ahead and get this out the way. I got the Raptors closing it out. I know I picked the Bucks in 5, but I was just hating because the Sixers didn't make it. Will this be a game 7, or do Toronto closed it out. Because I don't want to talk about them. Because, listen, that video I saw with Drake, Drake is so damn fake, y'all. I'm sorry. Gucci Mane is fake. How the hell your ass in Milwaukee cheering for the Bucks? Ain't you from Atlanta? I need sports fans to cheer for teams from their own city. And I get Drake is doing that, okay? But, Drake, you're a joke. You cheer for front-running teams all the time. So how I didn't see you cheering for the Toronto Raptors 7-8 years ago when you were still a multi-million-dollar franchise rapper, Drake. So I'm tired of Drake and these guys. So I just want to get that out there. But I still pick Toronto, and I don't think nobody's going to be Golden State. How about that? But I do think that Kawhi thinks he wants to go back there and have – that's a great story. The guy that they thought could beat the dynasty before it got started returns. So what's your thoughts on that one, Jay Chris, real fast? Who you got in that series?
I picked Toronto to win this series when it first started. So I don't know if they'll win tonight. I'm going to say they will not win tonight, but I do have Toronto
tomorrow.
Winning.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow,
and that's fine.
Tomorrow.
Wale, who you got?
Oh, I got Toronto. I said Kawhi was amazing. I'm going to stick with that.
Michael, who you got?
I didn't care anything about basketball this season, but I always got mad respect and love for Kawhi. So the experience on Toronto is going to win out. So give me Toronto.
You know what I'm not going to do this Memorial Day weekend in Florida where it's going to be 99 degrees? Barbecue. I'm being a house on a forming grill under air condition. All right. I'm just saying, people are like, you barbecuing? Double or nothing is going down. To pay or not to pay? I say pay. If you like paying, if you want to be with a starting promotion, you want to go on the bandwagon, get on this. They got a pay-per-view that I love called Double or Nothing, the buy-in casino battle royal. Okay, you know you don't know nobody on that card except for maybe who's on that thing. We got Glacier is on here. Brian Pillman's son, Billy Gunn's in it. He's not winning his thing. MJF, if you're anybody underground wrestling fans, Jimmy Havoc, some fans, but you don't know. But I still say you go ahead and you buy this. You got Sonny Guerrero taking on Kip Sabin. Okay, another good match. You know, if you know some of those guys, you could follow that. The best friends, all right, going against each other, taking on Jack and what's his name? Angelico and Jack Evans. I can't pronounce his damn name. I don't know who the hell these people are, but I'm going to still pay for it. Then we got, you know, just a bunch of stuff. But the main stuff that's on this card is you got SCW taking on the Strong Hearts. You know who SCW is? That's Christopher Daniels. And his crew. Also on this card, you got who is this on this card right here? Britt Baker and Nalia Rose going against Kylie Rae. If you saw a review today with Cody Rhodes, he kind of made fun of Bayley in comparing her to her in that match. You got the Young Bucks taking on the Lucha Bros. That's going to be an insane what do you call that thing? Spot Fest. And Cody versus Dustin Rhodes. The Nightmare versus the Dream, Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho is your main event. All the W, I'm here for it. To pay or not to pay, Micah?
I would like to pay, but I have other things that I have to do, so I'm not going to pay. Pay-per-view prices, the main thing they got to compete against right now.
$10 and not $60. If it was $20 and not $60, would you buy it? I do think people think that $60 is the biggest problem here with that going on.
If it was 2025, I would do it for 2025. And it's only because I don't know who you have in your car other than the only reason why I know Kenny Omega is because of Chris Jericho.
Top heavy.
Sorry.
Definitely top heavy in that. And you know what? I tell people, this is a promotion you want to get behind. I believe in it. I think the Hangman Page versus Pac match, formerly the Cruiserweights, Aaron Neville, for those who don't know, I was excited to see that match and everything going around that match. So I'm a little disappointed in not getting that match that I wanted to see. But besides that, hey, guys, thank you guys for being back. Lock It Up Fridays will return. But on Monday, we will not be here. It is Memorial Day. So do not access, guys. I won't see you on anybody. Hey, guys, we're doing a show. And somebody say, Mike, it's Memorial Day. I know already it's Memorial Day. I'll be home nevertheless. But with that being said, guys, listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. And shout out to Deontay Wilder, still the best heavyweight in the world. You hear me, Anthony Joshua? You don't want none of that work right there, big fella.
That smoke, man. Still want that smoke.
No,
smoke.
No, no. Really, really, no. It's all about Deontay Wilder. We out of here, y'all.
Peace. Joshua. Joshua.
Not a game.